Thanks, Steve. Hi, everybody. It's Bill F. and it's Wendy Snyder. It's Bill and Wendy. We're at 312-981-7200. Should you want to reach us at any point during the show. Hello, Wendy.
Good morning to you. I have some good news for everybody that I heard on the morning show.
What's that?
Spring is like 7 weeks away.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
I know that February and March can be terrible, but and I know this weekend's not going to be great, but guys, there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Until the groundhog comes out.
Oh, there's that.
That groundhog.
Or doesn't come out, or whatever he does.
I am boycotting that groundhog
yeah,
day.
Yeah, I agree. I mean,
we're
do you even remember
now.
Last year if he saw his shadow or he didn't see his shadow?
No.
And we always have snowstorms in February. We always do.
I am sick of that groundhog, and I'm sick of every DJ in the world
making a big deal out of it.
Yeah, I'm boycotting it. Can we not do anything about
it? I'm fine with it.
Mention.
Don't mention it all after today.
Puck Scatani.
Phil.
From Gobbler's Knob. That can I just say a Gobbler's Knob?
Shouldn't even be able to say that on the air.
I would like to say that on Groundhog Day. Can
you
I
can
just
say that if you need to, but
I got
to
get a Gobbler's Knob out there.
All right. That's fair.
All right.
Can I ask, I don't know if women have an equivalent of this, but for guys, what gets us through the I know. Coming off of that term, I know the
get
timing.
Get the anatomy doll, Jasmine.
All right. So for guys, I use baseball as kind of the center of everything. So I know as soon as there's stories about guys getting ready to go to spring training, I go, oh, well, the winter must be almost over because I'm reading about guys getting ready to go to spring training. Is there a woman's equivalent of that? Is there something for women that they go, well, we're almost through the winter because this has happened? There isn't, is there?
So.
There really isn't.
But when is spring training? April?
I don't
know. Spring training's in late February.
It
usually
is?
The first game is the last day or so of February.
Wendy, yours would be gardening, wouldn't it? Or
yeah,
planting
but I don't
something?
Or not
thinking?
That early.
No.
You know what it is? Tulips popping up.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, and then they die right away because they're too early.
It's too cold.
Mine don't die.
Mine do.
Listen to the optimism in traffic there.
Because my tulips don't work. They come up for like 2 days and they go, that's it.
That's
they're red
sad,
and yellow
Mary.
And they're beautiful for one day and that's it.
I planted
a gobbler's knob sometimes.
I planted some ugly color. I don't like pink. I'm sorry. I know I'm a girl.
Wendy.
I don't either.
I made the mistake of planting some pink tulips and I've been trying to kill them and I can't. They keep
trying
coming up.
How? What are you doing to try
give
to kill
them to
them?
Me. I need them.
Trying to dig up the bulbs, but they've, you know, been there for probably 10 years. So
can't you just snap the root?
Because you plant like what is sort of like an acorn under the ground and then it takes hold and it's a perennial. It keeps coming back and back and back.
And there's no way
pink.
To get around it.
Well, you can dig it up.
Yeah, I guess I didn't dig deep enough.
Maybe that's your answer.
Or maybe I should just buy tulips that Mary buys because
they die every year.
Yeah,
one day. One day tulips.
I mean,
they do come up.
There's
at least
a pretty good clue if you just dig straight down from the stem. That's usually
that's
where
that's it.
My friend,
find it.
My friend planted them.
I tried, Steve. I got to tell you, I tried digging these things up. The squirrels tried digging them up. Just the particular colors that I don't like came up.
But when you buy them, they tell you what color they're going to be, don't they?
Yeah, but when I first moved in the house 20-some years ago, 22 years ago, I just bought like an assorted mix of tulips because you wanted to get something in there. I didn't really know what I was doing.
Right.
And they're, you know, the lovely, they look like a flame. They're bright yellow or gold with red around the tip.
Yeah.
Those are not coming back, but the stupid pink ones are.
Yeah.
And they're pastel. They're ugly.
Yeah. Oh, I've never seen anyone with so much hatred for a flower before.
I just
or
don't
especially
like it.
Pastel tulips, right. Which is kind of what they are.
They're supposed to make you happy, not upset.
Vivid.
Yeah? These are more muted.
Yeah, these are not good.
Oh.
I didn't like the mix I got.
Oh.
But that's our equivalent, I guess. You have baseball, we have tulips.
Yeah. As soon as I start to hear anything about spring training, I just breathe a sigh of relief going, okay, well, that means the light is there at the end of the tunnel. We just have to get to the end of that tunnel.
Although, as I heard on the John Williams show yesterday, I believe, you know, now that it's so nice and warm, wait till opening day, and then that's when our winter starts.
That's possible.
It's freezing on opening day most of the time.
A lot of time, yeah.
We got to change things up. No Groundhog Day.
All right.
Is it Groundhog's Day? Groundhog singular.
Groundhog singular. Yeah. All right. Here's what's coming up on today's show. Rick Steves, who is a travel expert, unparalleled.
Everybody loves this guy.
I have to be honest with you. The very first time his name was presented to us, I'm not kidding, I had heard the name, but I didn't know where what he did.
I didn't even know the name.
You know what? You guys, just stop right now, okay? Because right. I was trying to book him for the business lunch.
I know, for years.
You guys get him. No, even for this week.
And didn't appreciate
and
him.
And you guys get him today. I wanted him today, and you're like, I don't even know who this guy is.
No, that no, was no, 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 no.
2 years ago?
Yeah, okay. when we ago. First had him on, I had not really even heard of him. And everyone, I remember telling you, Steve, when we had him on the first time, and you're like, oh, he's what time is he on? Is he in the studio? Can I come in the studio
Can
and stare at him?
Can I tell Steve something that'll make him angry? I thought he was a race car driver.
What?
I was pretty sure he was a Formula One racer. And I'm like, I don't even know anything about race car driving. And everybody went, well, I don't think he does either.
No, he's a fascinating guy. And, you know, I do trips to Europe, so we always watch his videos first. But he's really interesting about the benefits of travel when it comes to, you know, presenting yourself with other cultures and,
right.
you know, seeing the world as, you know, it's a big world. It's not just, you know, Schaumburg or
right.
Lake Forest or wherever we live, you know, and exposing yourself to different parts of the world.
Yep. He's a big proponent of that.
And a big pot proponent.
Yes, he is.
He's a big fan of pot.
Yes.
And Bill, you're in big trouble.
Because?
Because people are calling you sexist. What kind of sexist nonsense is that? Pitchers and catchers reporting is one of my favorite phrases texted by a woman. I don't like pink. My grandson loves it.
Well, I can't be in trouble for that.
Did you know that many women also see baseball spring training as a sign of spring? Bill?
Yeah, I thought about that right away when Bill said it.
All right, I won't host the Oscars. Well, take that.
As a matter of fact, no one's going to host
the Oscars.
Oh, my
God. There are 10 texts. All for you.
Because of that?
Yeah, but somehow I will get blamed for it.
I'm sorry for anyone who is upset by that, but I'm a guy, and when I think about baseball, I think about me and my friends playing baseball. I'm sure there are girls that enjoy
baseball
it.
Too, so you better just stop talking.
I was in a little league with 600 guys. There wasn't a single girl.
There's girls' little league now.
I know there is now, but there wasn't when I was a kid. So if anyone was upset by that, I'm sorry about that.
But
Rick Steves just canceled.
The girls who were good were the Amazons.
Right.
Okay. That'll be a minute.
That'll make things better.
I think Bill and Steve should go home. Man. Bill said that, and the reason Steve brings this up is to,
years ago,
I know, but so bring it up so we have to mention it. We had a football player on who happened to be a woman. She was in the Women's Football League.
Yeah.
And she was tall and slender, but muscular, but you called her an Amazon woman.
And he did it as a compliment.
In front of her face. We were live.
But
at a remote.
It is, as I explained then, and I will explain again, that term had, there was no negative connotation to Amazon. The word amazing is from that word. It comes from that word. It was women that were strong-willed and powerful, and
like Sheena.
Like Sheena.
Right?
That's a good example of an Amazon woman. But there were people in the audience that got furious. And I said, how could you be mad at that? That word is a positive word. Amazing means good. When you hear the word amazing, doesn't that mean good? Does anyone ever hear amazing and go, oh, that must be horrible. They just described something as amazing. So Amazon and amazing came from Amazon. So she wasn't upset by it, but there were people in the audience who were upset by it.
Very upset.
Very upset.
One of my favorite Bill and Wendy memories.
Yeah, and you brought it up now, so we have to rehash it. I'm an Amazon woman because I order from Amazon all the time, and I love it.
I don't think that's what it means.
Oh.
I don't think that's what it means. All right, we'll take a break. Wendy will be back when we return. Stick around. It's Wendy and Wendy, WGN. There was a story from yesterday that we didn't really get to, and I'll quickly explain. Do you remember yesterday we had Sarah Thiemann in? She runs promotions here at WGN. Very nice person.
You were going to say lady, weren't you?
Oh, she's no lady.
More text
she turned,
for you.
I know. She turned 40 yesterday, so we had her on to talk about that, to talk about the fact that some people, myself included, when you reach a milestone birthday, you look at that number and you think about yourself and you go, I shouldn't be that number. That number and I do not get along. And she was having a hard time turning 40. So we had her on and we talked about it. I bring this up because she fits into the story that I did not bring up yesterday. You know how on Facebook, from time to time, you'll get something where Facebook will recommend to you some people that should be your Facebook friends.
May we suggest?
Yeah. It says, may we suggest, and then there will be people, and you'll look through them, And I can't say in your case, but in my case, sometimes it's coworkers here at the station, like Sarah. Sarah and I are not Facebook friends for, well, I don't know what reason. I don't know. I don't know why. We're just not. But she was suggested. One of my brother-in-laws was just suggested.
You're not friends with him?
No. No. Because I guess it's because not that he and I don't get along or Sarah and I don't get along. It's just that you just, I don't know. You just don't think, if somebody sends me a request, then almost every time I accept it.
So you're a passive
but
friend?
But I don't.
You don't reach out?
If that. Yes. Yes. All right. So in my list right now that I got the other day is Sarah, is my brother-in-law, is a couple of other people here at WGN, is a neighbor of mine, that kind of thing. And also included in this list of people that should be my friend or friends is the guy who played Dobie Gillis.
Well, I 100% agree that you should be Facebook friends with him.
Dwayne Hickman is his name, and I watched Dobie Gillis as a child, and I enjoyed Dobie Gillis, but what had to have happened at Facebook where they looked at his profile and my profile and said, well, that's a natural, Bill, and Dobie Gillis should certainly be friends. How did that happen?
I have three words for you.
What?
Log-a-rhythm. Logarithm. Because when you post things about old TV shows or people post things on your wall about old TV shows, it picks that up and brings any surviving old TV show member to the forefront.
So why did they just select him? There's so many old TV shows that I'll talk about or I'll watch.
Are they still around? Are they on Facebook?
I don't know.
You're like an innocent, wide-eyed child. Do you know that?
Like, as I'm going through there, I'm going, oh, yeah, him, oh, her, and that guy, and him, and then Dobie Gillis.
So I just Googled Dwayne Hickman.
Yes.
And I remember him as having dark hair.
Yes.
But all the pictures of him...
Blonde. Well...
Really blonde.
On Dobie Gillis, it was blonde, I think.
I pictured it dark.
I think
it
was
black and white, wasn't it?
If you remember grandma or grandpa, call us right now at 312-981-7200.
The Dobie Gillis chat line is now open. Do you remember who played his friend on that, his best friend?
Bob Denver.
Bob Denver played Maynard G. Krebs.
I may have watched, in total, 40 minutes in my lifetime.
Well,
and
you're not
going
to be asked to be his friend.
I'm already his friend.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Good. I'm assuming you are, Mary. Everybody is.
When Facebook started, I just collected friends. I wanted to reach that 5,000 limit. And then when I reached it, I couldn't actually get some of my friends on Facebook.
Don't you hate that?
Yeah. So then I had to purge. And I have to tell you the truth. I've been purging a lot of people that post political rants.
Yeah.
I don't care if they have a differing view than I do,
right.
But when it starts getting all caps and mean, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm purging people.
I'm trying to purge my real friends so that only TV sitcom stars from the 60s are my friends. Isn't that better?
For you, yes.
I only want to be friends with those people.
That's quite perfect.
Yeah.
But yeah, they do a logarithm, like, you know, things that you've liked, because obviously the WGN people come up because it says that you work at WGN.
Right, that makes sense, and relatives and neighbors make sense.
Yes.
I got my daughter's roommate as a suggestion.
You didn't take it, did you?
Are you my daughter? Man, you sound just like her. Don't do it.
That's the weird crossover in Facebook, because I get suggestions for some of my older son Michael's friends, and I don't take the suggestion.
Good call.
And besides, kids don't really use Facebook anymore. They're all about Insta.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you on Instagram?
Our show
is.
Oh, yeah, the show is. I don't think I am.
Did you ever look at our show page?
No. I did once. It was enjoyable.
Jasmine does a great job.
I know. That's what everybody says. Jasmine, nice job.
Thank you.
It is
Bill Wendy Show.
All one word.
Dobie Gillis and I are having a party for you, Jasmine.
Thank you.
So please come. You know who used to be on that show that was very pretty? Was Tuesday Weld.
She was beautiful.
Oh, so
isn't
pretty.
Isn't she on the cover of a Matthew Sweet album, Girlfriend? Isn't that her?
Yes.
She was beautiful.
Yes.
She's still around?
Yes.
She on Facebook?
Tuesday Weld is still around.
She IM'd me yesterday.
She did not.
Yeah.
No, she didn't. That's impossible.
We got to start having these guests on. Like Bill's boyhood
I would
crushes.
Love to have Tuesday Weld on.
All right.
Yeah.
Jasmine, write that down. Tuesday Weld. She's probably not getting a lot of...
We can talk about spring training.
Interview requests. We could talk about the Matthew Sweet album cover, which I'm sure was covered 20 years ago when the album came out.
40 years ago.
Right?
No.
Was
no.
That out?
No.
How
Matthew
long ago
Sweet,
was that
I don't even know, was born 40
maybe,
years ago.
30 years ago, maybe. But
oh, all right. Right.
But yeah, we'll just do all of Bill's childhood
crushes.
What
the hell, Matthew Sweet, right? Who's
yeah.
Yeah.
He'll be on. Can we have Claudine Lange on more than once?
If she's unarmed.
I might need... That was one time. She shot one boyfriend.
One and done.
This didn't happen often to Claudine Lange, but every once in a while, she would accidentally shoot a boyfriend.
She looks good in little snow bunny pants.
Yes, yes.
And with why was she with Andy Williams all the time?
They were married.
Oh, that explains
it. So that's
it.
Why?
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's a
they
good score.
And when she was going through that ordeal with Spider Savage,
yeah.
Right?
Spider
Savage, I think, right? Andy Williams came to her defense and did everything he could to help her out. Paid her all of her legal fees, everything.
Were they married at that point?
No. They were estranged, as we say in the gossip columns.
So it was post-Andy?
Post-Andy.
Mm.
Yeah. But when I was a kid, when there'd be an Andy Williams special and Claudine Lange was on, I didn't understand the emotions running through me. I would just watch her on TV and I would get, like, no one could walk in front of the TV or anything like that. If my parents walked in front of the TV, I'm like, ah!
See, I feel that way when I hear Moon River.
Jasmine, Claudine Lange.
Claudine Lange
and Tuesday Weld. We will start Bill's boyhood crushes.
Weld like a welder?
No, that's her name.
Tuesday Welder?
No,
Tuesday, I'm just kidding. Weld.
Okay. W-E-L-D.
Well, Tuesday's an interesting first name.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. That's why I want her on.
You know what? I'm going to sit back and listen to you talk when these are booked. So Jasmine, Claudine Lange, Tuesday Weld, and Steve Bertrand with the news right now, 720 WGN.
Well, he went down to dinner in his Sunday best. Excitable boy.
Steve, thanks so much. It's Bill F. It's Wendy Snyder. In studio with us right now, the excitable boy himself, David Hochberg. Now, I have to warn our listeners.
Yeah.
David is about to divulge something earth-shattering. If you're standing up, please sit down. If you're sitting down, lay down, because this is going to change the way everything happens in the universe. Everything.
It's going to the world's going to start spinning around in another
the opposite
direction.
Yes. Yes. Left is right, right is left, up is down, down is up. It's confusing, but please explain.
So all the books written in Hebrew are going to have to be rewritten.
Yes.
Okay, that's good to know.
Or just turned around somehow. I don't understand.
Read through a mirror. I am no longer at Pearl Mortgage.
Don't tease us.
I am not. That is not a tease. That is a fact. I am still in the mortgage business.
Yeah.
And Team Hochberg is still operating as Team Hochberg.
Yes.
And we are still fully functioning. So if you call my old number, which I don't encourage you to do.
Yes.
If you're looking for us, we're not there.
Right.
We're now at a new company called Homeside Financial. They're based out of Maryland. They're a $4.4 billion company, twice as large as our old company. And we're starting up an office here in Chicago for them. And Team Hochberg started on Monday morning as full-fledged representatives of Homeside Financial, right?
And this is because of Cody Parkey?
This is Cody Parkey. As soon as that happened, everybody's like, we're done.
We need a change.
Will you have a new NMLS number?
No, my NMLS is 136675. But
it always will be.
It always will be.
Right.
That is ingrained with me until I am gone or am out of the mortgage business.
So what happened? Can you say what happened?
Yeah,
what happened?
How does this happen?
Pearl Mortgage was being acquired by another company, like happens
a lot.
Hundreds of thousands of times a year in small, medium, and large size companies in every type of industry. And we investigated the new company and other opportunities out there and felt that for Team Hochberg and the families on our team, that Homeside Financial was a better opportunity and a better fit for what we were doing, and that's where we decided to go. Nothing against Pearl, nothing against the new company that's acquiring them. We just made a
Sinclair Broadcast.
Oh well, yeah, right. Well you guys went. Yeah, I was here through that whole thing.
No, they acquired Pearl Mortgage.
Right, Sinclair Broadcast. No, yeah. But I was here when you guys were going through all that, Mr. Goss, and everybody's like, "What are we going to do? Are we going to have a job?" So it's the same thing. Unfortunately, takeovers happen,
right?
and
a lot,
and people want to sell sell their companies and get out or get acquired or whatever the legal term is. Pearl Mortgage is great. great company. They're being acquired by another great company. That great company just wasn't a good proper fit for us at this time.
All right.
And we decided to go in another direction. And eight loan officers, including myself, on Team Hochberg, which we've been branding since I left the other company, are still with me. And we're still, the support staff is still there. The underwriters are still there. The closing manager resigned from Pearl and is going to be our closing manager. Mm-hmm. So we're basically putting the band is still together. Mm-hmm. It's just in another concert hall. Right. That's all it is. So, the other thing is better technology for your listeners, which will make it easier for them to do loans, lower interest rates. Mm-hmm. So we'll have more competitive interest rates. So we could be more competitive out there, and we're just looking to just do more loans and offer more product. 80-20 is back. This company offers 100% financing if you qualify with the 680 credit score. So it's great. I'm super pumped.
You're happy about this.
I haven't been this excited in a long time.
680 credit score. I remember when that was far away from my vision, and you helped me with that. Are you still going to be giving people advice on how to up their credit?
Nothing's changed.
I'm in the 700s.
I know you are. Yeah, you're a 700 club member and not the cable station.
Oh.
But maybe you are. If you are, there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
But listen, it's the same thing, right? I've been doing loans since August of 2000. Okay. This is the third jersey I'm wearing. Okay. That fourth jersey I was wearing.
You're like Kenny Lofton.
Exactly.
Remember every year
baseball player.
He would get traded every couple of weeks from team to another team.
So I started with Air Mortgage.
Yeah.
Then we went to Townstone, started Townstone Financial, left Townstone after 15 years, 13 years, whatever it was, went over to Pearl Mortgage, been a good 3.5 year run.
Yeah.
Pearl Mortgage was acquired by another company that we felt this was a better opportunity for our families.
Yeah.
And we're going with Homesite Financial. So it's just another jersey.
New number, new website?
New number. I couldn't make it any easier for people. It's still WGN David. Is still there, so your listeners could go to WGN David. I've got a toll-free number now because I'm tired of branding other companies' numbers.
Good okay? for you.
Finally figured that out after 15 years and millions of dollars on the radio. We've got 855-56-DAVID. I mean, I can't get much easier.
856.
Forget about that. It's 456-85327. It's 855-56-DAVID on your phone. And the website, I know this is going to be shocking.
What's the website?
56david.com.
You're a genius.
Okay. I figured that out at Illy Coffee Shop in NBC Tower across the street on Friday afternoon.
Why the 5'6"? What is
because
that
was the only thing.
Is that how tall you are?
That's the only thing. That's the only thing that popped up on. I wanted something 855.
Yeah.
Something.
I think 5'6" sings really.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, thank you.
It does.
Steve Bertrand.
It's 855-56.
David.com. I wanted something,
mellifluous.
Don't know what that means, but it sounds fantastic.
It's good.
And it's great on the little brioche bread.
Brioche.
Yeah, whatever the hell it is.
David starts with a D, which is the fourth letter in the alphabet.
Yeah.
Then you've got 5'6".
Yeah.
There you go.
That makes sense.
I love it.
It's perfect.
You should be in marketing, Bertrand. Right.
You should open up a travel agency. Yeah.
Did you tell your wife you're working somewhere else? Or does she not know? She knows?
I went home and said, guess what, honey? We got a new job. She's like, okay, what do you do for a living? So I said, don't worry about it.
This really doesn't change anything who need your help other than you're easier to remember the number.
I'll tell you what it does. It offers us the opportunity to provide lower rates than the already low rates that we did at Pearl.
I'll be calling you at 855-56-DAVID.
It's going to offer better technology so we're going to be able to process loans faster.
Yes.
Okay.
You're pretty fast.
Well, right. That's right. But now we're going to be even faster.
That's great.
Because they have updated technology that we could do loans faster. And the most important thing is more products available to our listeners. Right. Typically, cash out refinances stop at 85. And then if you do some type of portfolio loans, you might be able to find a 90% cash out if you're lucky. Yeah. This lender has a 95% cash out up to 95% if you have a 680 credit score. VA loans, I know all you loan officers out there, he's an idiot. VA loan, you could go to 100%. I know I can. Thank you for the tutorial. All right. But
that's a separate issue.
If you're not a veteran. Okay, you can't, you know, typically, if you, VA loans go to 100% cash out, but most other loans stop at 85 or 90. Mm-hmm. We now offer a 95% cash out refinance with a 680 credit score on your home. You obviously have to qualify with income and all that stuff, but what this enables people to do who are in debt and need to get out of that debt to take out the equity of their home, that extra 5 or 10% really matters in order to pay off another credit card or two, or pay off a student loan or a car loan that's suffocating you, or get out of a ridiculous loan that you're in. So more products. That's the best thing in the world, and we will compete with anybody.
I have a veteran comment that I'd like to throw out there. First of all, there are a lot of veterans out there that don't know that they have special deals that are available to them. And I was talking to one who was almost embarrassed to use it. Why?
Well, it's not why, and that it's prevalent within the veteran community.
Please don't. You guys, we need to thank you.
And this is the mindset of the veteran. There's always somebody out there that could use it more than me.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, they're always out
thinking
there.
Thinking of others.
They're always thinking of others. You know, I'm not doing real good, but you know what? There's somebody worse off than me that could use those benefits. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something.
There's more than enough to go around.
Okay. Especially if you're a veteran within the state of Illinois and you're service connected disabled greater than 70%, and you have to talk to a veteran service officer to get rated. Mm-hmm. And if you need help finding a veteran service officer, I'll be more than happy to connect you with one. But if you're 70%, if your disability is connected to the time you spent in the service.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you're greater than 70% according to the charts that they work on. You do not pay real estate taxes in the state of Illinois. It waived 100%.
Yeah.
Okay. So
for good forever.
Well, you have to qualify every single year, but you know, if your disability has to do with Agent Orange,
yeah,
right, like in Vietnam,
yeah,
you know, with what we did to those poor men and women,
yeah,
God, horrible,
yeah,
right. It's not like you're going to be cured of Agent Orange anytime soon. So,
right.
but you've got to go get back, and hopefully we find a cure for Agent Orange. But I'm working with a couple of guys. I've done 3 or 4 loans for him. His parts of his face are falling off, and they because of the way it's attacked his immune system,
yeah,
right, part of his ears, his nose, and they try to rebuild it, and it's just what it did to his insides completely screwed him up, and it's horrible. Guess what? The least we could do is waive the real estate taxes,
right,
for this
sure.
guy, and he saved $7,000-$8,000 on his home, which is great.
We're going to take a quick break.
Sure.
I hate to interrupt the excitement.
I'm really excited.
Quick break. New information. David Hochberg no longer with Pearl. You are
with Amy Joy Donuts.
Yeah.
What a surprise.
Vice President of Lending of Team Hochberg at Homeside Financial, correct?
Homeside Financial LLC. It's a company based out of Maryland, and we will be supplying Boston Cream donuts at our next
delicious event
from Amy Joy Donuts.
So good.
Why didn't you bring them today?
Because I just got the sponsorship.
That's all right.
Seconds ago.
We'll figure it out.
720 WGN, Wendy Snyder, Bill Leff, and we've got David Hochberg in the studio with us, and he is now Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg over at Homeside Financial. You can reach him. Here's a toll-free number, 855-56-DAVID, or you can go to 56david.com. Am I correct?
You are correct, and they could still go to WGNDavid.com as well.
How did the stock market react to your news, David, that you were leaving your old employer?
It actually was up 500 points.
It was?
Yes.
That's good news.
Yes.
Here's a couple of text questions. Please ask him if Ross Cochran went with him. Must know that Abigail Grace is well taken care of.
Abigail Grace is very well taken care of because Ross Cochran is one of the greatest and most caring and thoughtful fathers that I know.
Mm-hmm.
And his mother is also Ross Cochran's mother's a sweetheart as well. But the Ross Cochran's wife, the mother of Abigail, is a tremendously loving mother. And Ross has decided on his own.
Yeah.
Offered him a position on Team Hochberg at Homeside Lending, and Ross has decided to pursue other opportunities outside
the mortgage
industry. While he's young and still has one child, and he still has the flexibility,
yeah,
if you will, to look at other avenues, and he always knows that there's a door open. He did a phenomenal job. He was a great, great, great asset to Team Hochberg. He helped us on our social media campaigns. He was phenomenal there,
yeah,
and our borrowers loved him, especially the borrowers from WGN Radio loved talking to Ross Cochran, and
sure,
he did a great job helping all all of the listeners with their loans. That allowed them to do their loans.
Another great question. How does this affect those of us who already started the mortgage process with Pearl?
It's a great question. Everything is full steam ahead. There is a portion of our team that is back that also resigned, gave their 2-week notice, and Pearl is keeping them on to help clean out our pipeline. So you are in excellent hands with great staff currently at Pearl cleaning out your pipeline. And when our pipeline is finished with our team members that have already resigned, they will transition over to our new team. So if your loan is already in process, you have nothing to worry about. They're a phenomenal organization that's just being acquired by another phenomenal organization that just wasn't a good fit for us. So you have nothing to worry about if your loans are in process. The rate still stays the same. Everything is all systems go.
And I have a question that you may not like me asking, but I'm asking it. The bottom line is you want to get locked in a rate and get the thing moving, and that's what's happening with these people, and their loan will go through.
Yeah.
When it happens and you have refinanced us several times, why does another mortgage company come in and buy it a lot of the time?
Oh, because the servicing rights get sold off to somebody else. Okay, so Pearl Mortgage didn't service their loans. Townstone Financial, when I was there, we didn't service our loans. So when you wrote the check, it went to a Cenlar or some gigantic company that processed all of the paperwork, right? The processing hundreds of thousands of checks every single month in order to pay off people, you know, pay down and pay people's mortgage payments, right? The lender that we're going to services a portion of the loans that we close, which is a huge benefit. So we'll be able to have a lot more control over those loans. So when rates go down to a certain point, a green light's going to go off. Hey, Wendy, you know, there's an opportunity to refinance right now. Let's go. We'll go right back to the loan officer on Team Hochberg. Boom, and we'll get it done.
My question is a part two to Wendy's question. The home buyer has no say in that at all, right? If your loan is sold off to another company,
sure,
as a buyer, your hands are tied.
And does it really matter?
It doesn't matter.
Here, it's just the check is addressed to someone else.
It goes to another. Listen, I explain it like this to try to break it down as easy as I can for everybody to understand. You're a potato in a gigantic sack. So if you have a 30-year fixed loan, pick a number at 4.5%, you and hundreds of thousands of other people that have 30-year fixed loans at 4.5% are in this gigantic potato sack, all right? And if that lender that is servicing, or if that portfolio, the investor that's servicing those loans, needs to generate cash, they will take that sack of potatoes of 30-year fixed loans at 4.5% and sell it off to another investor that is looking for 30-year fixed loans at 4.5%, right? So, you know, you might have these 100,000 loans at 30-year fixed at 4.5% that's been on the books for 5 years, and 8% has been delinquent and 2% gone into foreclosure. That's still worth something to an investor down the road. So they will take that portfolio, that sack of potatoes, and somebody will come in and pay the current servicer of that a large chunk of cash to take that sack of potatoes, all those loans, off their hands.
Because mine was sold to a company I had never heard of before.
Yeah.
It was like Bill Leff's
right,
leisure
servicing
time loans.
Rude.
Yeah,
if you get that, you should run. You should call me and get that loan refinanced, for the love of
but
God.
But seriously, mine was sold to somebody I had never heard of, from a big name. But I mean, there's been no problem with
it.
Yeah.
It's fine.
And that you've got potato a super low thing rate. Was just an allegory, right? That,
right.
You don't
right.
mean
yeah.
that literally.
No.
Okay.
I don't even know what an allegory is, but so I'll agree with that.
Do you still do interest-only mortgage loans?
Yes. We have three lenders that offer interest-only loans. So, yes, I love interest-only loans, especially if you plan on staying in your home a short period of time, 3 to 5, 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
You only pay down 5% of your principal during the first 7% of your loan anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So if you plan on, if you have an empty nester, if you have somebody walking down that's going to get a diploma in the next 2 or 3 years, and you don't want to pay $13,000 to $15,000 on that big fat single family home that you know you're going to dump after your son or daughter or twins or triplets graduates high school, interest only loans a phenomenal product, especially with increasing real estate taxes. It's a way to offset your monthly payment because your real estate taxes are not going down, if anybody hasn't noticed. You know, so if your mortgage payment's going up, it's because your real estate taxes and insurance are also going up, your mortgage payment's staying the same.
You lost me when you started talking about people. Can you go back to potatoes?
Yeah,
I understand that better.
Did I hear someone mention Amy Joy Donuts? Are they still around? If so, where? I used to visit
nice
them
job.
Years
nice.
Ago in Milwaukee. Oh, such a
nice
place.
Job. job.
They were delicious.
They were delicious. And yes. I'm the spokesperson now for a company that closed 15 years
ago. Right, congratulations.
And now I got to locate them because they said they're going to be at our next appearance. Nice job, Bill.
You're David welcome. Hochberg, no longer with Pearl Mortgage. If you have a loan in process, it's all taken care of. If you need a loan or financial advice about getting your credit back on a track, you still have the same credit guy?
Same credit guy, Gary Novell. He's been informing me and educating me about credit for the past, I've been doing this since August of 2000, so 18 and a half years. Gary's still on my team. He's great. He's a great resource for people. And if you go to Gary to get your credit enhanced and pay the fee, I think it's $350 for single and $600 for couples, and Gary enhances your credit and somebody on Team Hochberg does your loan after he enhances your credit, we will credit back the fee that you pay Gary that you invested in yourself. We will issue a closing cost credit so you get that money back. And also, we're still offering this year as well our partnership with PermaSeal with Roy and Laura Ann, Roy Spencer and Laura Ann Spencer's wife, who runs a shop over there, that if Team Hochberg finances the home that you're buying, Team Hochberg will give you a closing cost credit as well for the sewer inspection.
God, I wish I did that.
Right, okay. We saved, I think, five people now that were going to buy homes that without our offer, PermaSeal comes out, sticks a camera, snakes a camera through the sewer line to make sure that your sewer line is clean, doesn't have any root balls or any blockages, and it's not cracked. So when you buy a home, you're not digging up the side, front, or backyard, fixing your sewer line. We save people, I think, five people buying homes of our clients. Big money, because now that the seller knows that the sewer line's cracked, they have to fix it.
Vice President of Lending at Team Hochberg Inside Homeside Financial.
Yeah, it's just Team Hochberg. Forget about where we're doing. It doesn't matter.
WGNDavid.com.
Yeah, WGNDavid.com, 1-855-56-DAVID, and also 56David.com. You can find us there all over the place.
Thanks, David.
Cut me thick, spread me thin there, Bill.
All right.
All right, we will do that.
Thanks for having me. Happy New Year, everybody.
Absolutely. Coming up, the stories that matter with Steve Bertrand from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio. We are. Thanks, Steve. It's Bill and Wendy. We're waiting on Rick Steves, travel expert, and Formula One legend, Rick Steves.
He's not a race car driver,
you're telling me? All right. The story that Ryan just did in the news is fascinating to me. This is Lady Gaga kind of saying that her collaborations with R. Kelly were a mistake, and they're going to make it very, very difficult to find that music and him to benefit off of you purchasing that music. And good for her.
Now, where did I see on the news? I can't, of course, I don't have this story open right now, but he was out at a bar last night.
Oh, I don't know that at all.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was some club.
He was clubbing last night.
Yeah, because his birthday was recently.
Okay. Are they bringing him in for questioning? Is there a warrant out for him? What's going on here?
I don't know the timeline. I just know that they're reopening investigations because of this docuseries about R. Kelly that's currently running. So things that seem to have been going away all of a sudden are back in the forefront. So I don't know how they'll play out.
And it was R. Kelly's former manager hit with an arrest warrant. And I guess R. Kelly was celebrating his 52nd birthday. Wow, he is older than I thought he was.
Mm-hmm.
He really is.
Mm-hmm.
And this was Wednesday into Thursday morning, so last night. He was at a Chicago nightclub to ring in his 52nd birthday, and things were going smoothly at V75 Chicago until the wee hours of the morning, and allegedly cops showed up with a fake arrest warrant. It turns out someone in the club alerted the cops of his whereabouts, prompting the dispatch to call all units into action. When the police arrived, R. Kelly bickered with them long enough for them to realize they were on the wrong scent of the trail. There was no warrant made out in his name, only a gullible pitch made by a longstanding rap sheet. So what, they served him with a fake arrest warrant?
Sounds like it.
That's a good way to ruin a birthday. TMZ reported the incident. They don't have much of a lead on the caller's best intentions. If you were in a bar and saw him, I don't know if you'd call the police. I don't know what I'd do.
Well, here's what's strange. One of my daughters said to me yesterday, she goes, how many times did you run into him at the health club? So
really?
At the health club that I go to now is different from the one I went to a couple of years ago. But I said, I don't think I've ever run. She goes, oh, Dad. She goes, he was there all the time. She'd go with me every once in a while, and apparently she would see him there. But I can't, you know, I work out 3 or 4 times a week. I was there all the time. He must have walked right past me countless times. I didn't even know it was him.
And, I mean, you wouldn't do anything about it, although...
No, no.
Why is this... Have there been no charges? Have every
there
one
were
of them...
tons of charges.
But have they all been dropped?
Well, yeah. What seems to have been the case is that he and his people were buying people off. People that he had wronged were being paid off, and... This has been going on for over a decade now. It's amazing to me that all of a sudden radio stations that have had him in some sort of rotation, either heavy or light rotation, all of a sudden are seeing the error in their ways and saying, yeah, we really can't play his music now. But why did it take 10 or 11 years?
It was obvious
he was doing things that were a little below the board, and yet all of a sudden, I guess you have to tip your cap to these documentarians who are finally making this a better known story, but haven't you known about this for 10 years? Haven't you been hearing these stories for 10 years plus?
And so Lady Gaga apologized
for
what?
Working with him. There's songs that were available. Owning up to her shortcomings, days after Lifetime aired Surviving R. Kelly, a docuseries that featured multiple women coming forward and accusing R. Kelly of sexual, mental, and physical abuse, Lady Gaga broke her silence and denounced the man that she once collaborated with. Jazz, do you know, was it just one song or was it a series of songs? I keep seeing clips of the same song. So I think it's just one song.
Yeah.
But she worked with him on
the 2013 track titled "Do What You Want" with the U, like Prince does it.
All right, so 2013
with my body. Do what you want with my body, in parentheses.
Wow, an inappropriate title. All right, so if it's 2013, that's 5 years ago. The allegations and charges have been going on for over 10 years. Does she not get wind of that somehow? Is somebody saying, hey, you guys should work together? Somebody doesn't come forward and go, not so fast.
All right.
Take your time.
Here's my major question involving this.
Yeah.
If he was not charged with anything, I mean, I guess he was, but charges were dropped. Is he guilty in people's eyes? Because you said it's been going on for the last decade, but nothing's happened. You know, these days, if a celebrity is even in question at all, everybody's finished.
They're put them on
hold. Yeah, even before anything comes to a conclusion.
Right.
How did he slip through? This was before the Me Too.
Yes. Yes.
And with no charges sticking.
Right.
What do you do? So, I mean, I don't blame her for working with him. And then her quote, part of it is, I stand behind these women 100%, 1,000%, believe them, know they are suffering and in pain, and I feel strongly that their voices should be heard and taken seriously. What I am hearing about the allegations against R. Kelly is absolutely horrifying and indefensible. And it goes on a little longer.
Yeah. So she has a history. Lady Gaga has a history. She's talked about the fact that she herself is the victim of sexual abuse. So you would think, and now finally it's happened, that she'd be one of the first to say, wow, this is not somebody I want to be associated with, and past, present, or future.
Exactly. And Craig has a good point. Hey, Craig. Craig?
I'm sorry, I was looking at my phone for a second. R. Kelly is still on the air, and so is and he committed whatever he did. How about Kevin Spacey? His movies are still out there.
They are.
His movies off. He's done worse than R. Kelly, supposedly.
I don't know if you can compare bad behavior like that. They're both bad.
I mean, they're both incomprehensible.
Comprehensible.
I can't think of a word. But they both should be banned. I mean, why ain't they?
That's a great question. Thank you for calling. I don't have an answer,
right.
Do you?
No.
And I watched... I was telling you off the air, I watched Baby Driver knowing I wanted to see the movie and knowing what Kevin Spacey did. And maybe I'm a terrible person, but I was able to not think about Kevin Spacey stuff as I was watching a movie.
Right, right.
I know that's bad. Is it bad? I don't know that it's bad.
I don't know how at this point. All right, so if you look at the last couple of years, there's this giant checklist of people who are singers, who are actors, who are directors, who have all apparently done things that are just awful things. So how do we figure that out? How do we go through movies and songs and TV shows?
I don't know.
It's really tough, right? It's really tough.
It is, but I watched Baby Driver. You watched Baby Driver.
Yeah.
Are we bad people? I don't think so. I wanted to see the movie. I didn't see it because of Kevin Spacey.
But I think you'll remember this conversation. When I saw it on satellite TV, and I felt dirty watching it. And I, like, all through his scenes, I kept saying, this is so weird that this guy who was part of the landscape of movies over the last 10 or 15 years is now erased by his own doing,
yeah,
certainly. But it was hard to enjoy. The distraction of him being in there for me was really tough.
But not enough to turn it off.
Not enough to turn it off.
Because I was like, oh, that's Kevin Spacey.
But
ew.
Let's say there's a movie that came out, and you go, wow, that's a movie that seems interesting. It's a storyline that seems interesting. I read the book. I want to see the movie. But Kevin Spacey's in it. Wouldn't you have a hard time plunking down $10 or $15 to buy a ticket?
I have a hard time doing that anyway at a theater. But if it was on cable or something,
it's to watch. Yeah.
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 I have not boycotted,
right.
And perhaps I should. We have to take a quick break. We're trying to find Rick Steves. Oddly enough, he's traveling.
He's traveling, believe
so
it or not.
We will look for him and talk to him if we can today. If not, we can reschedule. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN.
Wendy, we're getting a lot of texts in response to our discussion about R. Kelly. Lady Gaga has just come out and kind of denounced the fact that she did a duet with him, saying she wants to make that song kind of unobtainable. You know, so we were trying to equate it with movies, most notably Kevin Spacey. You had brought up a movie, Baby Driver, that I think is his last big movie role. It was out a year or so ago. Somebody said, a texter said, 708, removing movies punishes all the people involved in the movie who have nothing to do with what one person does. R. Kelly, on the other hand, is the main person who profits from his music. Valid.
That's totally true.
That's true.
And you had problems with the Cubs, the guy who had alleged domestic abuse.
Well, now they have that same issue. There's a Addison Russell's going through the same issue.
Yeah.
So that's twice in 3 years that the Cubs have had a player like that. And I find it impossible to cheer for somebody. I'm a fan of the team, but every once in a while, if you get a guy who, and I know people
still
will
watch Cubs games, though.
But yeah, it's.
But I'm sorry. You shouldn't feel guilty for that. That point, you know, I wanted to see Baby Driver. Yeah. Kevin Spacey was in it. Kevin Spacey will face his maker and face all the allegations now that he's up to. I just wanted to see the movie.
If you look at his movies, and what that texter said was true, and other people said that too by way of text. All right, so American Beauty and Usual Suspects are two of my all-time favorite movies. Both of them are two of my all-time favorite movies. I'm not saying, and I don't know how to solve this problem, those movies shouldn't be stricken from the record. You shouldn't be, like, if you want to buy those movies online, you can't go, oh, no, I can't buy those movies anymore. They're gone. I don't know what to do about that.
Is it different when it's one person, like R. Kelly, that you definitely can say, I'm not buying to support him?
To some respect, yeah, in some ways, yes. Boy, that's tough.
I know, and I think we decide what, you know, I'm sorry, we're selfish. If we want to see, if you were an R. Kelly fan, I don't know, do you keep buying his stuff? I think we make things up as we go along. Carrie, what do you think about this?
Hey, guys. My question is, isn't this, I'm a bit confused because some people can kind of skate this system for 20, 30 years. And some people are nailed immediately, like a Matt Lauer. And I'm not defending anything. If anything like this happened, believe me, they should be prosecuted to the full extent. But like a Matt Lauer, a Mario Batali, they're gone immediately. But then some people can skate this, you know, do this for 20 years. What's going on? And we're talking about all rich people, you know, so it's not like it's haves and have nots. So I just don't understand how some of the things play out.
Well, now Kevin Spacey was fired from his House of Cards. I mean, when R. Kelly's allegations happened, this Me Too movement had not happened yet. No charges were stuck. No, none of them stuck. So I think people just forgot about it. But since Me Too has happened, Bill, wouldn't you agree that now, even if your name is mentioned with any allegations, typically you're fired, you're done, bye-bye. You're guilty before proven guilty.
More times than not, they'll suspend you and there will be an internal investigation. Look at Chris Hardwick's story where, as like the day that happened, Chris Hardwick was relieved of his duties, but kind of put on hold, put on a shelf until they investigated, you know?
Yeah. No, it's a Right, but yeah, but it's a weird system because they've been investigating like an R. Kelly for a long time, but now it's you get and again if these are true, no, you know, not defending it in any way, they should be prosecuted full stand of the law, but it's like now it's like you're almost guilty before proven innocent,
totally,
and before
true.
And before it was, you know,
it's true, Bill.
There's something to that. Here's Carrie, I'm sure you'll know this example. I'll use it. Alfred Hitchcock. Back when Alfred Hitchcock was still alive and directing,
Sure.
Stories were coming out about what a sadistic monster Alfred Hitchcock could be.
Absolutely.
But he continued to work and considered to be
one of film's
the
greats.
Master. The absolute master. And then later on, people took a second look going, wow, this is really hard to enjoy Alfred Hitchcock, knowing what we know about him.
Yeah, was it Tippi Hedren? Who's the one that was really...
Tippi Hedren is one of the ones.
Janet Leigh, I think, is the only one who has said kind of the opposite. No, he treated me like a lady. He was very nice to me all the time.
Yeah.
But almost all the other leading ladies that Alfred Hitchcock ever had horrible things to say about the way he behaved.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Carrie. We appreciate your call. Some text saying, you know, all those accusations, the victims, here we go. Many of R. Kelly's accusations were settled out of court. So...
But that's a clear-cut example of him being rich and powerful and saying, these people are saying bad things about me, could tarnish my reputation, write them a check, and that's the end of it.
That was then, though. This is now.
It's harder
to
do that now.
Don't you think?
I do think so.
And even if it's settled out of court, you have this cloud of guilt over you.
Yes.
We have such a quick time here, but Nancy, real quickly, your point on this?
On like the Kevin Spacey's, when you guys say you feel guilty about watching the movies and that, but the other actors already got paid for doing their roles. So whether we ban the movie or not, the other actors already got paid. Doesn't that make it a moot point?
Don't they make more money depending on how well the movie does?
Yeah, through residuals and things, you make more money as time goes on, sure. So, you get paid initially just to take the job, but then a lot of the money comes through residual payments for, you know, how many times it's sold and watched on television. So, you're right, but there's more money involved later on.
Gotcha.
Thank you so much, Nancy. We appreciate you calling, and I don't know what the answer is, but... I shouldn't feel guilty for not feeling guilty and stopping watching a movie that someone's in.
But even, all right, so...
And Baby Driver's the only example I can use at this point.
With Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
Think about this also, though. Not only the act of watching a movie, but you know how in your head you have people that you consider to be good at what they did? Charlie Rose is a great example. I always thought that as far as interviewers went, Charlie Rose was kind of the cream of the crop. You couldn't do better than Charlie Rose. He was just a master at interviewing people. And now, like anytime I think about that, I go, I can't even hold him in such high esteem anymore. Yeah, he was a great interviewer, but then on the side, he was a horrible human being.
But can't you say that? He was a great interviewer, but boy, what a bad person.
Yeah. I can, but then you know what I mean. It waters down.
Right. But what if he had current things coming? Would you watch it?
Movie stars are different. I don't think I could. Not feeling the same way, not admiring him for his ability, because I would still go, yeah, he's so good at this. Why can't he be a better person? You know? So it does. It waters it all down. And there's so many examples. I mean, that checklist of people... Neil deGrasse Tyson is another guy who all of a sudden, like anytime Neil deGrasse Tyson was on a show, I went out of my way because I went, this guy's not only brilliant, he's so funny, he's everything. And now the allegations against him are incredibly awful. And now I'm like, if he shows up somewhere on a show, can I really enjoy him at this point?
And will he show up on a show?
Right.
He knows which movies make you laugh and which ones make you cry. If you love films, then he's your guy. So grab yourself some popcorn. He will not talk about hard boys.
You could maybe twist his arm.
He might. We might get him to. Hey, Dean, how are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Just okay?
What's the matter?
What's wrong, little soldier?
I'm at O'Hare, and I don't know, like, when you guys travel, do you have, like, a go-to snack or something, you know, that you like to take with you?
Fondue.
What would be, what is it?
Fondue.
You like to take fondue?
Sure.
Like a cheese fondue or like hot oil?
Hot oil with
just ignore him.
Little bits of pork with some garlic. So good.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I used to love when you'd fly out of Midway, there was a Potbelly's right there, and Potbelly's sandwiches are a perfect go-to pre-flight thing.
Yeah.
But then they closed it.
They did. Why, Dean, why do you bring this up?
Well, this has been for some time, but I'm just finally aggravated by it today. It used to be you could buy, remember those Planter peanut bars?
Of course.
That you could buy the bars.
Bars?
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're
like a payday.
And, mm-hmm. Yeah, sort of. Not nougat, but it's a peanut bar basically.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
But I used to love those and look forward to them. And
boy,
every
you have
time
a
I
sad
come to
life.
The airport,
oh, Wendy,
I look for my Planet peanut bars and was disappointed.
And now are they gone everywhere or just from the airport?
I haven't been able to find them any place.
Oh, I know some people in the candy game. Let me see what I can do.
Really?
You know, yeah. Mr. Peanut?
I know Mr. Peanut.
Wow. Now, see, I thought you wore that top hat and cane.
The monocle?
Just as a fashion choice.
No.
I didn't know that was because you had a friend in the business.
Yeah, I got a friend in the business. Let me see what I can put together.
Dean, are you just at O'Hare because you wanted to go get lunch, or are you going somewhere?
Because I wanted some peanut bar.
Yeah. Delicious lunch for under $300. What's wrong with that?
And well, the thing that I like to do is I do like to come here for lunch. So, there's a lot of food choices, but what I really enjoy is being able to park my car for $40.
Right, it's a bargain, isn't it? It's great.
Yeah, that makes it the extra special experience. I'm going to New York City today, and tomorrow we'll interview Liam Neeson.
Oh, nice.
Liam Neeson tomorrow. So
his daughter got abducted.
Well, fortunately, he's got a special set of skills to try to remedy that.
Oh, all right, good.
All right, speaking of a special set of skills, he is rumored to be
today's
Milton Berle.
Milton Berle of our generation.
And I just want you to think of that while you're talking to him.
Wow. Actually, I've heard that rumor in the past, and I've had to really distract myself.
Yeah. Speaking of Mr. Peanut...
No, the opposite.
Oh, the opposite. Right.
How do those rumors, Wendy? How do those rumors get started?
I think Liam Neeson started those rumors.
I think Bill starts these things. I don't know how that started.
Yeah,
that is an urban legend.
Yeah,
he's gifted.
Can I tell you
just acting?
Can I tell you a weird coincidence about Liam Neeson?
Please.
That was the car dealership that I got my very first car at. Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson Chevrolet?
Yeah, Liam Neeson Chevrolet, and then I got another car to Harrison Ford.
Wow.
That was a long time ago.
Why don't you go to the airport with Dean?
I'll go to Dean. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Now I get it. Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson. Yeah.
Liam Neeson.
Yeah, tell him that. He'll love that.
Right.
He'll get excited.
I'm traveling with my friend Gene Honda, the announcer.
That's perfect. That's absolutely perfect.
Yeah. Boarding in 1 minute.
Dean, you need to weigh in on a debate that Wendy and I were having. Now, this started because of Lady Gaga saying that she denounces the work that she did with R. Kelly. So we were talking about how that affects films and television shows. What do you think? If you look at those movies or TV shows where somebody like Kevin Spacey or Bill Cosby or the list goes on and on, what do we do with that? I mean, they still need to exist, but how do we enjoy them knowing what we know now?
I don't know if you can enjoy them in the same way that you did before. It's very distracting. I'm flipping around the channels and I see the old Cosby show, which is perfectly delightful and funny, but he comes on screen and you're immediately distracted by the fact that all of the allegations and charges against him. I can't watch it the same way. I don't think I've seen a Kevin Spacey movie in a while to have that kind of distraction upon me. But I think of it, if I hear Louis C.K. Comedy someplace, I'm completely distracted by that now as well. So I don't know what you do with it. Do you just put it on the shelf?
Will that ever go away, do you think, Dean? Will there ever be a time now that Bill Cosby doesn't show up somewhere, or Kevin Spacey, or Louis C.K., where you can separate it, or is that forever now?
I don't think there's going to ever be a time where I can separate it. you know, maybe in 50 years, it's not going to mean as much to, you know, generations who, you know, practically don't even know who these people are until they look up their histories. But
right.
it's going to be, you know, just like this Liam Neeson bug, Wendy, that you just put in my head. I don't know that I'm ever going to be able to unsee that.
You know, Wendy's
Wait,
a
you
huge...
saw it?
No, Wendy.
Oh.
Dean, Wendy is a huge Fatty Arbuckle fan, and she was saying his work still holds up today.
His material does still hold up today.
Sure.
But it's the same. It's the same thing, because he was, I don't know if he was arrested or just accused of, was it child molestation, Bill?
Fatty Arbuckle? He,
He violated someone with don't give the...
Yeah, you don't want to... He,
a bottle.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the alleged rumor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it, you know, he never worked again.
No,
after
he didn't.
All that came out. I don't remember if it was just an allegation, like almost all of them are right now, until they're litigated in a court. They're just accusations, or if it was something that was proven or not. But it was career-ending for him.
Right.
You know what I find most interesting about this whole R. Kelly thing right now, and it's disgusting. Just the whole thing is disgusting. I've always said that it's disgusting.
Yeah,
I've found it fascinating that for nearly 20 years, people have talked about this, joked about it, hinted about it, and nobody ever really turned another eye toward the R. Kelly situation. Yet, the moment Bill Cosby was accused without any court of law, without any proof, career-ending. Same with Kevin Spacey. Go down the list of all these artists. At the least bit of accusation, they're done.
Yeah.
R. Kelly, the accusations have been going on
forever,
for nearly 20 years, and nobody has said boo. It's
Isn't that crazy?
It's such an interesting, maybe I guess we live in a different
It is different.
Me Too
we brought
world
this up
now.
Earlier, and, you know, pre-Me Too, you had to be proven guilty, and a lot of these things were settled in court, and I think everybody just moved on. Now, even an allegation makes you guilty before proven guilty.
Yeah, yeah. It's a strange time that we're living in. Good that people are talking about it. Good that people are coming forward. But, you know, it is a different world. I was watching some old 70s sitcoms where, you know, on a lot of these shows, promiscuity was highlighted.
Sure.
How many, you know, women you could date and, you know, even go further with, you know, or badges of honor. And it's so weird and uncomfortable now that, you know, how that was treated then and how it's viewed now. It's such an interesting shift.
Have you read Molly Ringwald's talking about the John Hughes movies, which kind of made her famous? And she said, I don't like that my kids watch them because the messages in those movies are not good.
Yeah, I remember she was in Chicago several years ago, and we actually talked about that. And, you know, she regretted a lot of the things that she participated in back then.
And why did we find it funny back then, too? That's what I like wonder.
Don't know. Don't understand.
I'm glad we've grown as a society.
Yeah. All right, Dean, sit tight. We'll come back and we'll find out what movies are opening this weekend with Dean Richards. It's Bill and it's Wendy on WGN.
That was supposed to be a 10-second commercial.
That was an hour and a half. You're welcome.
We're chatting with Dean Richards. He is at O'Hare, and some good advice for you from a texter. You can find...
It says, tell Dan, I guess that's you, Dean, that he can get one of those peanut bars at Walgreens.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Okay, well, as soon as they open a Walgreens here at O'Hare, I'll be set.
That's fair.
Stock
up on
them.
I'm going to tell, Dan, as soon as you can get a bit of those bars at Walgreens. Some guy named Dan that was right here. I don't know how the texter knew that.
I don't know. All right, let's start out with... Oh, Kevin Hart has a new movie out, Wendy. This is exciting.
Yes,
The Upside.
Does, Bill.
Yes.
Your favorite actor of all time, Kevin Hart.
Yes.
Interestingly, with Bryan Cranston.
Yes.
Who I do like very much.
You would not expect to see in the same movie.
No.
It's the story of a New York billionaire who happens to be quadriplegic, who needs to hire a caretaker, someone to
help him in and out of bed, to run errands for him, to do things for him. And Kevin Hart, who has in the movie, his character has zero qualifications for this, but for some reason, the billionaire finds him interesting and quirky and funny and hires him to be his caretaker. It's a complete odd couple kind of situation that you would think go down a very predictable road, you know, with, you know, Kevin doing his Kevin Hart stuff, but he's about 80% toned down in this movie.
Hmm.
It's maybe one of them, or I don't exactly want to call it a dramatic turn for him, but by Kevin Hart standards, it is.
Yeah.
There's still lots of laughs, and many of them are predictable laughs, but there are also moments in this film, and I think it's largely because of the weight that Bryan Cranston brings to his character of someone who is quadriplegic, having a very difficult time dealing with the fact that he no longer can use his arms or legs and is dependent on somebody else who is so completely different than he is, that, you know, he sort of elevates Kevin Hart a little bit with this. This movie actually has a few really thoughtful moments about not giving up on life when you think that there's no hope, that there's no tomorrow, that there may be something more involved. Nicole Kidman does a nice little supporting role in this movie. It's not a terrible movie. It's called The Upside.
He's going to win you over in this movie, Bill, it sounds
like.
Well,
I have to say this, Dean, and I'm sure you've seen it, but there is a French version of this movie. The original version is a movie called The Intouchables. It was made about 7 or 8 years ago, and it's just
great.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I have not seen the original version of this.
That's so good.
I hear that this one's pretty close.
Oh, really?
But the original is still the original, but this one is pretty close with its sort of moral message in the movie. It's, you know, Kevin brings a whole updated vibe to the whole thing.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. I was expecting, you know, Kevin screaming and shouting and hopping around and doing his whole Energizer Bunny routine.
Yeah,
and he does a little bit, but it was surprisingly thoughtful for what we expect from Kevin Hart.
All right, that's good news. And Dean's list on that one is.
Beansless B on that one.
Oh, very good. Stan and Ollie. Can't wait to see Stan and Ollie. Please say good things.
Oh, my gosh. This is the movie that you want to see. No, it's great.
Oh, good.
It's so good. It's the story of Laurel and Hardy. And it flashes a little bit on their early career, but this movie is mostly focused on the 1950s, in which they are no longer the rock stars of the world. The biggest rock stars in the world are actually struggling to get people into theaters to come and see them do their live stage show, struggling to get anybody even to make a movie with them anymore. So it's a story about their career, but really what is so beautiful about this movie is that it's the personal story between these two men. It's an extreme love relationship that they have, and it's a often extremely contentious, I don't want to say hate relationship, but, you know, they love each other, they hate each other. They can't be without each other and can't stand being with each other.
Just like us. This is the story of us.
Me. Yeah.
And one day there will be a Bill and Wendy movie.
Oh, with John C. Reilly playing Wendy.
Will be made. Well, I mean, here's the thing. if you thought Christian Bale was great playing Dick Cheney, the physical transformation, wait until you see Chicago's own John C. Reilly in this.
We saw a video and couldn't believe it. He looks just like him.
Yeah.
And not like John C. Reilly.
Right. He looks just like Oliver Hardy. And Steve Coogan beautifully plays Stan Laurel in this movie. Not only the physical, but the heart and soul of these characters. This is such a beautiful movie. John C. Reilly especially brings such empathy to this movie and such an emotional touchstone. I loved it. I gave it Dean's List B+.
Outstanding. And Dean, we only have 30 seconds, but I know Destroyer's coming out. What should we know?
It's pretty awful. It's Nicole Kidman as a extremely dysfunctional LA police officer trying to score an arrest on a guy that got away years ago. it's just a terrible movie. Nicole, this is I think Nicole Kidman went into this movie thinking, if I make myself look ugly, I'll certainly get an Oscar the way Charlize Theron and Halle Berry did to get their Oscars. Her physical transformation is dramatic. There's nothing else in the movie. I gave it a C-.
Dean, travel safely. Tell Liam Neeson that Wendy and I say hello.
Especially me.
Especially Wendy. And we'll talk to you in a week.
I'll try to get some pictures for you, Wendy.
Oh, sweet.
Thank you, Dean.
Thanks, Dean. Safe travels.
See you guys. Bye.
Dean Richards, everybody. Coming up, the stories that matter with Dave Schwann from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom right here on WGN Radio.